WTT.
Well, Rusty, sorry to have to cut you off there a while ago, but right up here by Feaster's Orchard was extremely busy a minute ago, and now it's not. Don't get that, but I'm thankful for it. Rusty, they still got those blackberries there. And like the lady there at the counter said, I said, where are those from? My friend W2T asked me that. And she says, I don't know, but it's the best ones I ever ate in my life. Wow, they are just fantastic. And the biggest ones I've ever seen. I've seen some big ones, but these are huge.
That's good. Hopefully they're real good. So, you know, that's good. And maybe I'll have to ride over there, find that place and ride over there this weekend and see if I can find some. And I'll got to go over to church tomorrow morning, though, and be there for a while because got to open up the church for a funeral tomorrow morning.
That's something my dad always said, we have to bury our dead, and that's just the way it is, Rusty. So thank God for people like you. Well, I'll tell you what. My nephew, our nephew up in Boston, is nuts about peaches, and he never expects us to send him any, and we always do. But we always generally wait for what they call the big reds, and they just come in just in the last day or two. And if you get here, it's 14 and Pelham, or excuse me, 14 and Pelham, dummy, Wade Hampton, and Buncombe or Highway 14. What'd you say?
It's
Buncombe. Okay. Well, just hang a ride up towards our place there, and it's about two or three blocks north of Wade Hampton. And there's a Taco Bell and a Sphinx on the corner, and a Quick Trip. You can't miss it. And you just go a little bit north of that, and lo and behold, there it is on your right side on the corner. And I got to get around this guy. And it's always fantastic. Now, there's one south of that corner, too. It's same company. But that's, you know, it's within 5 miles of us, so we always go there. And we're headed to the post office to drop off a bill right now.
I got my mail this morning. I had one QSL card in the mail, so, and all. One of the people I'd contacted on the Century Club net, one of the new folks that had joined our nets recently, and sent me a QSL card. And some of our fellows complain about the fact that they don't have much luck getting QSL cards from new people. And my return rate now is about 85% from contacting new people who are directs. And, you know, it works out real well, so I'm having a, you know, a good deal with it. So it works. It just depends upon how you handle it.
Any DX contacts lately? I haven't. They keep expecting the sunspots to go up, but they sure haven't very much, to my knowledge, anyways. I'm no expert on that. Only thing I know is sunspots. The rest of that solar flux and all that stuff, I don't know. But I look every day or two, and I just haven't seen anything. I've got on a few times at night and worked a few Russians and old Belgium and things like that, but Norwegians. But not a lot, and very, very noisy. I had a friend from GE that's on the radio here, texted me the other day and said he had about an S7 noise level. I think everybody's got about an S7 noise level lately.
Yeah, we had it on the 40-meter early net we were trying to run last night, and so it got that way and everything. But you know, it's those things that happen and everything. Well, let me go. I got a phone call coming in. Let me take that, and I can tell it's vibrating. I've got the bell turned off, but it's vibrating. So let me go take the phone call, try to see what it is, and I'll get back to you in a little bit. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. N0TR, clear.